This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
And our next guest is very, very welcome to be sitting beside us. She is from the most amazing charity, ladies. It's local, its headquarters are in Shearwater, and you'll all know about it. It's Walk the Walk, Who Do the Moonwalk. And our guest is Jen McAllister.
Hello, Dawn.
Welcome. Welcome, Jen. Lovely to see you.
And thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's always a joy to talk about this charity because the work that you guys have done over the years is beyond belief. I don't think there can be a lady around who doesn't know about Walk the Walk and Moonwalk, or indeed a person who hasn't been touched by cancer. We should say that Jen is dressed in the trademark gear of this charity. Mm-hmm. And perhaps you'd like to describe yourself, Jen.
I'm wearing a very fetching white T-shirt, which is adorned with a bright pink bra.
She certainly is.
Lacey.
It's very, very nice. The bra basically is our unique selling point. It's how we've raised awareness for the charity and what it does over the last 21 years. When the charity first started back in the mid-90s, wearing bras was, I think, considered a little bit risqué, a little bit controversial.
I
even.
It probably still is trampling down the streets.
A little bit, but maybe it's a little bit more accepted now. But we do, when we do the moonwalks, which you spoke about just now, we wear decorated bras. And can I just add that it's not only women that wear decorated bras on our moonwalks, it's men as well. There are a lot more women who do the moonwalks than men, but not everybody's aware, but men get breast cancer too. And we actually, as a charity, had an awareness campaign, and are continuing with it, in fact, to raise awareness of the fact that men get breast cancer too. And that we, as women, should be reminding our men folk, those men in our lives, to check themselves too. So, yes, whilst it's mostly women who walk the moonwalks, a lot of men too. So, women, get your men walking as well.
But also, Jen, one of the things which... you're not a quiet charity, don't get me wrong.
I think that's a compliment.
Yeah, it is. You're really in your face. And I went to one of your events recently, and I met one particular guy, and there were a few guys there who'd had breast cancer. But this guy said to me, this is the first time I've met other men who've had breast cancer. Now, all power to you for putting those together. Because with the guys, it's not going to happen to me. I'm a man. Well, they were testament to. Sadly, it did happen to them. But you've brought them together. And that's very empowering to hear women doing that for men.
Absolutely. I mean, the figures for male breast cancer in the UK, or in the world, are much, much lower than women. It's only about 350 men a year, but that is still 350 men a year. And invariably, as you say, men tend not to do something about it. The men, we brought together six of them on the same day. Invariably, it was actually their partners, their wives, who'd said to them, I can see a lump there. You really need to do something about that. Mm-hmm. Your nipple appears inverted. You need to get that checked out. And we did a survey last October as a charity. And whilst we find that most men knew that they could get breast cancer, more than 50% had never checked themselves for symptoms. So, again, it's something that we as women really can help, because I think that the message is getting out there for women,
yes,
about breast cancer, awareness of the symptoms and that sort of thing. For men, you know, it isn't, but we as women can really, really change that, I think.
And what a fun way to highlight such a fantastic cause. I've done a couple of moonwalks, only half, I have to say.
Not only half.
I shouldn't say that.
You did half more than the person on the sofa
work.
Did.
Half more than me. I did 26 in total if you add them together.
Absolutely.
Well, you did one.
But do you know, the atmosphere in London, that's where I've done, it was absolutely amazing. People hooting their horns. It was, and it's so well organised. And you see parts of London that you don't normally see. I have to say, it's one of the most exciting experiences that I've ever. I would encourage any woman to do it.
I was first involved with the charity actually as a volunteer. Oh, really? And a friend of mine posted on Facebook and said, moonwalk in a few weeks' time, they need a few more volunteers. Who's in? And I thought, well, I'm not doing anything that particular Saturday night between midnight and 8 a.m, apart from sleeping, obviously. Why not? You know, why not give up a night's sleep? You know, it's a small thing to give up, you know, one night's sleep in 365. And I went off and I had an absolute blast. I mean, left the site at 8:30 in the morning, went home, really should have gone to bed, you know, I'd been up all night, but I was on Facebook posting pictures. Wow, what an amazing event. You're right, the buzz is just incredible.
And looking at the money you appear to have raised last year on that is 7 million, nearly 7.5 million, basically. Huge congratulations, because that money is put into research, isn't it?
It's put into research, but also into projects which help improve the lives of people who already have cancer. So, I mean, over the years, as you say, we've funded an awful lot of really, really important research. A number of your listeners may know, for instance, of a study called the Generation Study, where 100,000 women have signed up to be given questionnaires, to be asked questions every so often over the course of 40 years. Now, I actually signed up to be part of that before I joined Walk the Walk, totally not linked. But that study is one of the studies that Walk the Walk, using money raised by the Moonwalkers, has helped fund. Just one of a number of different projects. But we also fund projects which help people who already have cancer. A lot of your listeners may not have heard about scalp coolers, which are amazing machines which, when they're worn during chemotherapy, can help people avoid losing their hair. For many, many people, I'd say most people, that's the most visible sign of their illness and something which really affects them. So we have a project to try and place as many of these scalp coolers in hospitals throughout the country as possible and remove the postcode lottery as to whether one person can get it and one person can't. So
Fantastic.
And Nina Baru was the wonderful, wonderful lady who set up the charity. She had the whole idea about walking in decorated bras, walking at night, hence the moonwalk, and it's kind of quite empowering walking
Nina
in your bar, actually, I have to say.
Nina is incredible, isn't she? I mean, let's be honest, without her, this probably would not have happened at all. And over the years, how many millions have you guys raised?
Well, drum roll, the current total is £121 million over the last 21 years.
You want to fall off your chair with that, don't you, really? That is, you feel... That's incredible.
It is incredible. And we are a relatively small charity compared to a number. We've always been based in Woking. We're in Shearwater, as you mentioned, at the moment, have been for the last few years. We started off when it was literally Nina and another couple of people in the offices of what was then Playtex. In Woking. So
yeah.
Yes, there is a link. So obviously it's grown from then, and we've grown bigger and bigger, but we really do feel that we're making a difference, and it isn't just about making a difference, it's about getting people fit as well. And we've already spoken about that today.
You do have to be quite fit to do the full 26 miles, because it's actually at that time of night your body clock is changing. So I can imagine.
I've got used to it.
You do need a bit of training.
I remember when I did my first volunteer shift, and I was, how am I going to stay awake all night? But actually, I've now done it obviously several times, and it really is fine. A lot of it's in the mind. You mentioned just then you have to be very fit to do it, but you don't have to be very fit when you start your training, because for a lot of people, this is the first time that they've done anything like this. And I'd never power walked before I joined the charity. And power walking really is walking with a purpose. Yeah. It's just upping your speed, upping your distance.
Isn't it? I mean, that's one of the things I found, is that I'm not a quick walker. Tony says I slouch along at about a mile an hour. and I'm quite happy with that. But I thought I would do the moonwalk. But to be honest with you, I know that I couldn't. I would still be doing it 12 hours afterwards. I cannot walk at that pace.
But not everybody does.
Do they
I mean,
like Mandy did and do half?
Well, we have...
Which is good, Mandy. Yes. Don't get me wrong.
No, absolutely. You have two options. You can either do the half marathon, which for us is actually 15.1 miles, because we want to make the half marathon route as interesting as possible. The full marathon is 26.2. So you can choose your distance. We have all ages, all abilities, all shapes, all sizes. And for many people, it's the first time they've done anything like this at all. Some people do it quicker. Yes, it's power walking, but we keep the finish line open until the last person has crossed the line. We don't stipulate a time within which people have to finish. And sometimes that person who crosses the line in maybe 13 hours is the person who's had the greatest achievement on that day.
Not the person who crossed the line first.
And We call it a challenge. We don't time it. Our clock tells the actual time, not you know how long you've been actually been out walking. It isn't about who's finishing first, second, third.
Yeah. No, I understand. And
those people, everybody has their own goal and their own challenge.
Yeah, I hate the word journey, but I think actually this is that journey, isn't it, for some people who can cross that line at all is phenomenal.
And a lot of people are carrying, you see photographs of people pinned to the back of the T-shirts, and it's a very emotional journey, using that word again. But it's a very inspirational journey, and you know what a great thing to do. It's fantastic,
Jen. On that, I mean, we are universally agreed. This is phenomenal. Can you give us some details of Walk the Walk this year? The date? How? I'm sure you want to get loads more people signed up. So, the time's yours, my dear. Just let us know all about it now.
Okay, the Moonwalk London is on Saturday, the 12th of May, overnight. That's why it's a moonwalk. We start and finish at a huge pink tent on Clapham Common.
As you do.
Up in London, as you do. So if you've been up in London and in that area that time and previous years, you probably noticed it. So both the half marathon and full marathon start and finish there. They both do loops around some of the historic sites of London. The half marathon obviously taking a smaller loop back. This year we have a theme which is Wild West. We always have a theme every year, but this year it's Wild West. Now this obviously is lending to some very exciting things that we're doing. First of all, we have the top Dolly Parton tribute, a lady called Kelly O'Brien, who is going to be performing on the night some of Dolly's most famous hits. And believe me, she does look and she does sound like Dolly Parton. She's absolutely amazing. We met her the other week. She was helping us spread the word, and we've got a little video with her in, and we've also got special cowboy hats for every single walker this year. Now, normally it's a baseball cap this year only, if that influences your decision.
I did. I'd just do it for the hat.
Absolutely. So we've got that. We're hoping to stage the largest ever line dance ever held in the UK.
Oh, wow.
On the night as well. So very much continuing that theme. You can sign up at www.walkthewalk.org. We do ask that people raise a minimum of £100 in sponsorship, but invariably people often raise a lot more.
You must.
And every penny counts.
Penny counts, doesn't it? And very kindly, the guys have invited me to go along, and I'm not going to be in it, but I am being invited to go along to the pink tent. And I was just thinking I might do an outside broadcast for Brooklands Radio there, Dave, don't you think? Good idea.
Fantastic.
I think it might be something we could do as well. Jen, as ever, listening to the work, and indeed you or Nina or the rest of the guys from Walk the Walk, it's inspirational. It's actually vital. It really is humbling sitting here knowing that you guys are out there doing what you do. As we said before, so many of us are touched by cancer, and mainly the ladies, breast cancer, but also men. And I think that should be one of our messages today. Although we're celebrating 100 years since we got the vote, you know, the guys can get this as well. So well done. Do give our very best from all the Just Women team to Nina and all of the team. We love what you do. We wish you didn't have to do it, but well done for doing it, for all the ladies that are benefiting from that, and all the families as well. So what guests we've had, Mandy?
We've been so lucky. Yeah, really, really lucky. Fantastic.
We've really enjoyed having our guests today, and we'd just like to say thank you. So again, can you just repeat the website for us for Walk the Walk, Jen, and then we're going to close the show with an appropriate song.
If you'd like to sign up for the Moonwalk London this year on Saturday the 12th of May, you just need to go to www.walkthewalk.org.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.